the reason I'm recording this podcast, because I feel that we all have some sort of emotion within ourselves. Emotions are powerful. It has the power to change a normal human being to something great. Only problem we face with emotion, we don't understand that how the emotions work. It's very easy and at the same time it's very hard, but emotions are powerful. We sometimes lack this. We are so deeply concerned and we don't have the power over emotions. Life is full of unacceptable things. Like, you can't predict that this is what is going to be happen with you. No matter how prepared, no matter how well trained you are, you can never be assured that this is what you're going to do and this is what exactly will happen. Yeah, you have a perception that you have a plan, you're working day and night for the things which you want to accomplish, which you want to be expert in. But the only thing you have within yourself, the control you have over your body, your work ethic, the work you put day and night, every single day. And the result is the latter part. Like, if you get something all in sudden, you're not going to appreciate because you haven't had that experience of going through the process. So the result is not in your hand at all. It's same in the professional life. Like, if you are going to office, having a colleagues around you, your performance, like your responsibility is to be good in the organization, to give your best. And if you start complaining about the external problem which you face in the organization, then you will be complaining again and again. Before we start complaining, we have to look within ourselves that do we deserve the things which we want, or we are doing the best or not. This should be our primary things. It's same with your career. Like, if you really want to achieve anything, you have to put the work. You have to work and you have to feel it. You have to be emotionally attached. And that way, what will happen? That you're going to perform in a much better way. And you will feel, you can able to measure that how you are going. Like, you're not going to use anybody else or any tools to measure your performance. They do help you, but from inside, deep down in your heart, deep down in your emotional or subconscious level, you can have the measurement tool. And that will tell you that, yeah, this day you have worked really hard. This is the thing which you're not doing right. So it will help you to measure that. It seems in the relationship, like, why relationships are failed? Because we expect things from others. That's what I have found. Like, you should never force someone to think the way you think. Like, you have to understand their psychological stage, like what kind of person they are, what kind of situation they have been. Like, no matter how good thing, let me give you a perspective. Like, you want to express your love, or if you want to say something to anyone, and the person, maybe is he or she, is not in that state of mind. Like, he's having some kind of troubles, or he doesn't want to talk to you, no matter how good stuff you say. Like, that person is already having some sort of tensions. She doesn't want, or she or he doesn't want to talk to you. And if you start proving your love, that's kind of an irritating thing. So you have to be smart enough. You have to understand things clearly, because there are certain things you don't have to say. Like, emotions, your work for your passions, these are the things your emotion, like your activity, your day-to-day life will explain that whether you are doing right or not. You don't need to go to everyone, yeah, and tell them that this is what I want to achieve in my life. No, your behaviors, your actions, your emotional level, when you talk, when you meet, this will automatically tell them. And if you have a feeling for anyone, if this emotion doesn't help to convey the message, that means the person doesn't have anything for you. It's simple. Move on. Focus on yourself. Like, you have to stick to your goal. Be what you want. Don't be what other people want you to be. Because what I have found and what I have observed, for making others happy, we change our life, we change our behavior. We even feel that this is not right, this is not supposed to be done. But we do. We get angry with them because we thought that if I give my opinion on that and if I go whatever against them, whatever they are saying, they might going to hurt. So we just accept them and just we go on the flow and we say, yeah, whatever you are saying, it's right. But that's not the thing. You have to make your point. Like, you have to stand with the truth. And again, this one is it's depend on the situation, that what kind of situation a person is in and how he or she wants to get advice. So that things you have to keep in mind. And never ever try to express and prove to anyone. This piece of advice, which I always give to myself, I don't want to give you this advice. I just tell you how I feel when I feel lost, when I feel regret. So this advice I want to give always to myself, that just never try to prove yourself to anyone. Never. Maybe if he or she doesn't want to be or doesn't like it, or if you be that, you're gonna lose them. Let them lose, because you don't need to be the person you are actually not. You don't need to improve or impress someone. If they really cares about you, they will love you no matter what you are. This is what I believe. If you really want to have something, you will do all the possible things to get that. Some of them will tell you that this is the bad thing, but you know that you're gonna do it no matter how, but you're gonna do it. So life is in the same way. We have to understand ourselves first. And here most of the people make these mistakes. Like how you feel, if you understand what you feel bad, like if anything's happened, we all are human. Like humans are almost 99% in equal emotions level. Everybody is equals in emotional states, psychological states, behavior states, or their expectancy, whether it's physical, professionals, that's all. So humans are equal. In that context, if you understand yourself completely, that what kind of person you are, what kind of situation you don't like it, what kind of words you don't like it, what you want to hear from others, and if you start thinking around it, you will find that the other person who you have with you in your life, or maybe it's your family, it's your wife, your colleagues, no matter what people's like, they have the same mentality because humans are equal. They will have the same psychological state. So if you talk to someone rudely, and guess what? If someone's talked to you rudely, then guess what? Definitely you don't like it. In the same way, when you talk to someone else in a rude manner or you don't like any kind of this behavior, you can simply talk to them. Don't get angry. Because the thing you don't like, how could you accept that other people will like it? That's a simple funda. I don't know, most of the people don't get this. Here, understanding yourself is more important rather than standing on any other person's. Like if you understand your true behavior, whether it's psychological, physiological, it's all up to you. If you understand this, you can never have any kind of compliment. Like some sort of the problem would be always there. Like those are the external world. You don't have any control, any of them. And as I told you that all the humans are equal, but their mentality, their psychological, physiological, conscious level is different. Percentage level is different. They think in different ways. So this is what you have to get focused on, that understand yourself. If you have the control over your body, like if you think and turn your behavior and your physical movement as per your needs, as per your thinking, it's gonna make a lot of change in your life. And you will find that a lot of good people will come around you. It's nothing hard and fast science rules. Like, this is the moment I would say that never ever try to prove yourself in front of animals. Those who don't want to be in your life, just let them go. Let them go. If they don't understand you, then you don't need to prove them at all. They don't mean to be a part of your life. They don't need to be a part of your life. Sometimes some problems happen, you get so emotionally connected. So emotionally connected that it's not hard to get over it, but you have to do it. When you talk, after looking at the person expression, you can able to tell them that whether your presence bothered them or not. If you find that if you are there and you can creating any kind of problems, then simply move on. Don't be with them. And don't create the problem for them. If they don't feel happy, why you should ruin their environment? Why you should ruin their time? Just simply be happy and just move on. If you have any kind of problems, emotional, financial, physical, feelings, you don't need to project this on someone else. Like you can't expect this from anyone. So this is what we have to keep in mind, that yeah, I got the feeling. You don't have the feeling or you don't like me. It's all up to you. It's same in the professional life. Yes, I have the passion for my work, but if you don't like it, I can't do anything. I can't force you to like this. I have this feeling. I'm having a war in my head. Like those of you who have any kind of feeling for anything, for whether it's for relationships, whether it's for your works, whether it's for your family, you know that's keep revolving around your head. No matter how hard you try to go away from that, it will keep there. So this is what we have to focus on. Yes, I have feeling. I have to deal with it. This is what you have to keep in mind. Life is simple. Again, I'm telling you, work on yourself. Be financially strong and emotionally strong. Be financially and emotionally strong because you need the both things to live a happy life. If you are emotionally so strong, but If you're struggling financially, guess what happened? You're not able to fulfill the desire of your loved ones. Guess what happened? Problems would be definitely there. You need to balance both things. You need to balance both things. So thank you everyone for listening to this. I hope you have liked this. It's just my personal opinion. I'm not here to condemn anyone's that this is how they should feel. This is how they should do. It's just my personal opinion, what I have found, what I have learned, what I have experienced personally on myself after going through many, many phases. This is how I feel. So never ending this podcast with one keynote that never ever try to convince someone. Never. Your work, your passion or love for the work, for them, it should go through the expressions. It should go through both impressions. Like when it's come to the product, it's okay, but when it's come to the emotional level, and that time, you need to express through your emotions. Never ever say. So hope you have liked this keynote. See you in the next podcast. Give your love and support. And if you have really any questions for me, write down in the comment section, or you can just get connected on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm available on all these platforms. So hope, have a good day.